TIB is back with our E3 2017 specials. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And on this edition, we'll be covering the Bethesda press conference. Bethesda, as you know, are the team behind such classics as The Elder Scrolls,
Skyrim,
the Fallouts,
2, 3, not New Vegas,
Doom.
Doom is really good.
Wolfenstein, Quake, and many, many more. So they had a relatively rapid press conference, I will say.
It was quick. Harris going through it.
And, well, Anthony, lead us off. They opened up by introducing us to Bethesda Land.
Yeah, the great Bethesda Land, the Bethesda theme park with friendly Kako demons and other things that shouldn't be friendly.
Oui, to Le Monde.
And they started off with VR.
Mm.
So they got VR Doom, which is Doom VFR.
Yeah.
And they have another VR game, which I immediately forgot. Fallout 4
yeah.
VR. So VR is one of those things where I find it very hard to get excited about VR things because I don't own a headset.
Mm.
So, what about you?
VR is one of those things where I believe VR is the future of video games, but that future is not coming anytime soon.
All right, that's fair. So yeah, that seems like some pretty standard VR fare. At least in Doom, you're doing the point and warp stuff that you do in a lot of other ones. Except in this game, when you hit a jump pad, it goes like slow-mo Max Payne, and then you can warp out after you shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in Fallout 4 VR, I believe that was still, you're just walking around, you're not actually teleporting anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe just, here's controller support, and then you can use your head to look around.
The weird thing about the Fallout one was they took the person model out of it, so you had like a floating gun.
You just have
stuff.
Floating hands. Yeah. Or floating guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty standard VR fare,
mm-hmm.
but it's still weird. For Fallout, you'd maybe expect some more polish, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was it for VR. Then they went straight into their MMO, Elder Scrolls Online. Elder Scrolls is going to Morrowind.
They are.
Announced a while ago.
Going back 2002? 2001?
2000, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Morrowind. It was fun.
Sure.
But it's not the same game, so it doesn't matter. They're also bringing out a new modding, like, creators hub.
Oh, yeah.
I already forget what this is called because it's kind of late here. But
Creator Lab.
Creator Lab. There you go. And it's going to be kind of like a mod economy, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can make mods and then people can get your mods using credits.
Yeah.
Usually any set of tools that makes it easier for a community to mod things or to be a community better on a platform is A-okay in my books.
Mm.
And this seems like it'll allow for some more like curated mods.
Right.
Instead of just like here's a list of all the Thomas the Tank engines you can download in Skyrim.
Yeah.
Instead you can pay credits for the Thomas the Tank Engine you care about.
Mm.
So there's that. Then they've got Elder Scrolls card game. There's
Legends.
Legends. There's a Skyrim expansion.
Heroes of Skyrim.
I yawned past that one.
Dovahkiin.
Then the Dovahkiin really appeared because they showed a Skyrim Switch trailer, which their song, where the main chorus said, "Go take a walk," I thought was very apt choice for that.
Ah.
Right? But, yeah, it's Skyrim. It's got all the DLC. It's on the Switch.
Yeah.
Dishonored's getting DLC.
Is it DLC?
It seems like it.
Expansion?
It's either DLC expansion or it's a standalone mini episode.
I feel like it should be standalone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't really like the first Dishonored, though I am in the minority in that case. I don't really care about this. Mm-hmm. You liked the first Dishonored. Have you played Dishonored 2?
No.
No? You have any intention of playing Dishonored 2?
I meant to, but listen. The past year was... Something happened called Overwatch.
This guy called Overwatch.
And I stopped playing games.
Yeah, it's true. So let's go past that. Then we got Quake.
Oh, class-based Quake.
Yeah, so, like, classes are the last thing I want in Quake.
Yeah.
My class should be determined on what gun I picked up.
Yep. It's either you got the rocket launcher or you got the machine gun.
Or I got the rail gun.
Oh, right. The charged one. The, yeah.
And it's like, did I get that rail gun? No? Oh, shit. Well, whatever. Who cares? It's still got crazy FOV spectrum, like fisheye lens,
Yeah.
see all the things.
Yeah, and so it makes you look like you're moving super fast.
Yeah. And the game does actually, I think it is actually super fast.
Yeah.
But yeah, that looks like Quake.
Game looks so 90s.
It does. I
Wow.
like your description of it.
Oh yeah, game is so
That game's
rad.
so rad, bruh. Like,
Makes you want to do a kickflip.
then kind of a surprise to me, The Evil Within is getting a sequel. Yeah,
Yeah.
I did not think that The Evil Within was either critically acclaimed enough or sold enough to even warrant a sequel.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It is directed by Shinji Mikami after going through Twitter,
Yeah.
from Resident Evil fame.
So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, you
I
know.
think he also did the last Evil Within.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay, that's not as cool then.
Yeah, it's not as cool,
Yeah.
but it seems like it's trying to. The Evil Within always seems like it's trying to capture that Silent Hill 2 psychological horror
Yeah.
type of aspect, rather than here's all the jump scares.
Was the Evil Within the one where like it was almost like not choose your own adventure, but like they had multiple endings and paths?
Oh, I don't
Or was that
remember.
Dying Light? Because I always forget, I can't remember.
I didn't play either of
All
those games,
right.
so I don't
Well, there
remember.
you go.
Dying Light was first person, wasn't it?
Yes. Sure.
Sure. And then the last thing in the conference, and after this it was promptly ended, which is kind of the only game I care about in this whole press conference,
Yeah.
which is Wolfenstein 2.
Oh yeah, it's called two, yeah.
Yeah, Wolfenstein 2. So Wolfenstein, the remake, came out on the PS3 and Xbox 360, and I really enjoyed that game. And I came to it late.
Yeah. Did you ever play The New Order?
No, I want to.
Oh.
Or no, sorry. The New Order is the actual game. The Old Blood is the
Oh,
expansion. So I
okay.
didn't play The Old Blood,
All
but I
right.
heard that one was really good. They're just kind of killing it on these, like, bring back the single player focused games, and there was like a lot of messed up shit that happened in that Wolfenstein game. Like, Nazis are bad people in that game, and they
Yeah.
really try to make sure
Yeah.
you know that. And this game doesn't, like, it kind of amps that to 11.
Yeah.
The trailer is super violent. Holy shit.
Just on a like on a side note, I think Bethesda's whole mantra is more violence, more better.
Well, that's what the game franchises they've
Yeah,
chosen
I can't.
recently.
Do they have a single franchise where it's just like not just extreme
Card
violence?
game.
Oh, did you see the way those cards got cut up and dissipated, man?
True. Yeah, Skyrim has decapitations. Doom was super violent.
There's Fallout, Dishonored.
Yeah.
It's all like, man, everything they do is just violence cranked to 11.
The thing is, though, like, I'm kind of down because I can't think of anybody who does that kind of hyper-violence anymore.
I think it's cool, like in the case of Doom, where it's done for almost comedic effect.
Yeah.
But at some point, it's just like, oh, okay, I've had enough.
All right. Yeah, in Doom it's like that, but also in Wolfenstein it's kind of done for that as well.
Oh, is it?
But it's comedic when you do it to the Nazis, but when the Nazis do it to you,
Oh,
it's
yeah,
then
see?
super serious, and it's like,
Yeah.
fuck. Because the thing is like, you think you're doing fucked up shit to those Nazis,
Yeah.
but they're doing like 10 times the
Yeah.
messed up amount of shit to other people, like just experiments and stuff that you have to watch in certain aspects of that game.
Ooh.
Like, it's messed up.
Jeez.
I guess, like, slight spoilers, they were like harvesting people's brains in the first one, and they had this machine
Oh.
where spikes jabbed into their spines and then
Oh.
pulled them up. And then, like, a fucking clock rammed into the back of their head and sucked out their brain.
Oh.
And you had to watch the whole thing.
Oh. Oh.
It's really violent. It's
Oh.
really, really
Oh.
violent. But yeah, not since Itagaki's Ninja Gaiden has a level of violence been.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
that's a violent game
That's
too.
also a violent
Oh wow,
game.
yeah.
You had the dismemberment button when you, or
Yeah.
the finish 'em button
Yeah.
when they were dismembered.
Ugh.
So yeah,
Ugh.
that was the only thing I cared about, but it was also the last thing in the press conference, and then they promptly ended it.
Yeah.
Usually they have that, here's the end of show stinger,
Yeah.
here's the clip show, Yeah. But nothing. No. They're just like, hey, bye. We only have this place for 45 minutes. We need to go.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. What did you think about this press conference overall?
I'll start with the good. So, the last thing he ended on was that everything we showed today is coming out this year.
Yeah.
And that's what I like to hear.
That's cool.
I think that all press conferences should be like that. Like, if you're going to show me something, make sure it's coming out within this year.
Okay.
I don't want to see something, like a teaser for something that's coming out, like, that doesn't even have a scheduled planned release for, like, another 5 years.
So you don't want to see Kingdom Hearts 3?
No, I do not want to see Kingdom Hearts 3, because we saw that originally, what, like, 3 years ago? Two years ago?
A long time ago.
Yeah, and, like, I just wish that, like, in that scenario, I just wish they would just deny it and be like, it's not happening.
True.
And then I have no expectations. I have no, you know, this up and down relationship with that series. And then
when it's ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I like it when companies are like, everything we showed here is coming out either this year or before next year's E3. Like, one fiscal year. That's what I like.
I like the one fiscal year is enough time for you to kind of get hyped and used to the idea of it. Whereas, like, there are sometimes when companies go in the opposite direction of here's the game coming out in 2050, which is here's the game coming out now.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just learned about this thing. I have no clue what it is. Yeah. I'm not prepared to spend X amount of dollars on this thing.
Like, I feel like I don't know why they showed off so early. Like, if there's one industry they can take from, it's the movie industry. Like, we get trailers like a year out and we get a teaser maybe a year and a half out. Right. Yeah. And like, but it's a good.
It's a good chunk of time to be like, oh, I remember this thing, and like
I'm pumped, I'm excited, but it's not like been like, oh fuck, that's so long from now.
Especially in the cases of some of these games, like I'm gonna keep picking on Kingdom Hearts,
or Final Fantasy 7.
Like, it's amplified by the fact that, like, think of when Kingdom Hearts 2 came out, like, holy crap. And even if you want to shorten that distance, shorten that gap, think of when those remakes came out, those updated remasters. Like, that's still a long time ago.
And like, in some cases, kind of why I like what Nintendo does. Like, they only tell you shit that is happening. For all I know, they could be working on a Metroid, but they've denied it this whole time. So, like, I have no expectation.
They could be working on F-Zero.
Yeah, exactly. So when Tuesday rolls around, they're like, guess what? Switch Racing?
They could be working on an F-Zero Metroid hybrid.
You mean, like, I'm Captain Falcon, and I have to call in special reinforcement?
Yeah.
Samus Aran
for and my Samus detective? Samus Aran is driving through Mute City. Shooting Metroids.
Oh man, when she races, she turns into a ball.
Yeah. Gotta go fast.
But anyways, so that's what I like about this. Everything they showed is coming out this year.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. That said, there was nothing at this conference I cared about.
Really? Even for you?
Nothing.
Yeah, for me, the only thing I cared about was Wolfenstein.
Like, maybe Skyrim on the Switch, but that's more of a combination of, well, I kind of want to check out all the DLC with Skyrim, and I've got nothing to play on my Switch.
Let me tell you the DLC. You can have kids, you can build a house, and you can ride a dragon.
But the special edition graphics.
It probably looks worse than the PC.
I know. I'm starting to think maybe I should just get on PS4. So, but yeah, no, nothing for me here.
Yeah,
I'm kind of really bummed.
Yeah, so out of the ones we've reviewed so far, you think it's
the worst?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even EA's career mode with sports has me more interested this entire conference.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm in the same boat as you. I have at least one thing I care about, which is Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's nothing.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Poor Bethesda. But at least they kept it short. At least they were just like, here's stuff that's released. We're not gonna just eat up 2 hours of your time.
Yeah, that's true. When they showed off that trailer for the card game, in my mind I thought, wow, you got nothing if this is one of your big hitters.
And they had nothing.
Yeah. And they had nothing. And I'm like, okay. Well, that's that. Join us again tomorrow when we come back for
Ubisoft. Sony. And maybe PC.
And maybe PC.
We'll see. We'll decide that one later.
Yeah, we'll check out how that works then. Bye.
See you later.